So now, can you picture this just for a moment? Here's Gideon. We don't know what kind of size of a man he was, right? He may have been short, he may have been tall. I don't know what kind of, but he was in this 4 or 5 foot deep hole, right? Who knows how long? Maybe he was using just a big old piece of bark, is the kind of space that he had. I mean, can you see that down here? And the angel comes and sits under this oak and says, "Greetings, what? Oh, mighty warrior." Now, does Gideon look like a mighty warrior to you? Hiding in a wine press, trying to separate the wheat and the chaff, right? Yes, Gideon looks like a great and mighty warrior that's going to lead Israel to war, right? No, he doesn't look like a mighty warrior at all, hiding in that wine press. Well, so what's up with that? Why is Gideon so fearful? What caused him to get to a point in his life where he was down in a wine press trying to separate the chaff from the wheat so that they could make bread or meal or whatever they wanted to make? Well, if we go back to 6, verse 1, we'll find out a little bit of what was going on here. So, Judges chapter 6, verse 1. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Oh, how many times have we heard that? And the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. The hand of Midian prevailed over Israel, and because of Midian, the Israelites provided for themselves hiding places in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. For whenever the Israelites put in seed, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land as far as the neighborhood of Gaza. Are you following me here? And leave no sustenance for Israel, and no sheep or ox or donkey. Verse 5. For they and their livestock would come up, and they would even bring their tents as thick as locusts. Neither they nor their camels could be counted, so they wasted the land as they came in. Thus Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. So why was Gideon down in a wine press separating wheat from chaff? Why? Yeah, to protect it from the Midianites, right? Amalekites and all those otherites, right? Yeah, because they came in, they would camp out, and they would steal everything. Their livestock, their food, and everything. And so Gideon was saying, "Hey, I got some food here. I know this is silly, folks, but I'm going to be down this wine press and I'm going to be separating the wheat from the chaff. All right? Because my family is starving." So Gideon was fearful because people kept stealing his food. All of the Israelites were fearful because people, the Midianites and so on, kept stealing their food. So we move to Judges chapter 6, verse 25. So here we are in chapter 6, verse 25. So we've come up to the fact that the night the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal," which, by the way, means bull. Okay? It's funny how God works that way. "That belongs to your father, and cut down the sacred pole that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here in proper order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the sacred pole that you shall cut down." So now listen, Gideon took 10 of his servants. Now wait a minute. Remember last week, God told Abram to go from his kindred. And what did Abram do?